So I was sitting in my room, right? And I realized how boring I am. Hello, welcome to Talk with Your Average 11-Year-Old. I'm your host, Kamaya, your average 11-year-old. So, today's topic is lying. I know we've all done it before. But I lie typically a lot for my age. I mean, kids lie, but I lie a lot. My family lies a lot. So I have 4 siblings. I have a 7-year-old sister, 8-year-old sister, and 9-year-old sister. And then I have a 12-year-old brother. And I'm in the middle. I'm 11. So it goes 7, 8, 9, skip 10, 11, 12. So 5 kids. 5 kids is chaotic around the house, which means a lot of lies. And a lot of secrets between siblings. Can anybody else relate? Or is it just me? And so, the latest memory I have of lying. Well, it's not my first memory, though. It's not my first time I lied. I know that. Just my latest memory. Well, here goes. My 8-year-old sister now was about 4 or 5, maybe, at the time. And this was in the old house. We used to have a coffee table, like a tiny coffee table. And then there was a vase my dad got my mom for her anniversary. And I specifically remember it was right by the door. So I remember I was playing ball and accidentally threw the ball to the vase. And it fell and it broke. So my dad was in his room. My two my siblings were somewhere else. And then my 8-year-old sister now was in the living room, I think. So I blamed it on her. And then I told the story to my other siblings and they believed me and then they told my dad. And yeah, I didn't get drunk. That's what I did. And then, so that's it. That's for that story. So I'm good at lying. I mean, sometimes I am, but sometimes I'm not. When I am, I have a good plan in my head. I know what I am I'm planning to say, and I make everybody believe me. Like, even like bystanders, I make them believe me so they can like tell the person, like my parents or teacher or something, so they could tell the person and telling me a story to that I'm not lying, and they can back me up with stories I would have told them before I told that person. So I'm good, and I could tell them, like, my siblings lying because they learn the method from me. Like, their voices kind of change and they kind of start joking around. My sister's like, yeah, I was trying to throw the ball and it hit my sister. It hit her. And then she got hurt. Yeah. So do you believe me? Oh, something like that. I'm gonna lie. I just shared my secret with you. I shared how you can lie better. And I doubt any little kids are watching, but this can help for older people. I mean, like, if you want to call them sick or something, like, maybe could make some. Did that sound real? Because it was fake. I don't know. I'm going to have to play this again. But, like, make some fake coffee. Like, I can't come in. I have this really bad cough. And I don't want it. I have to take some medicine. And I'll probably be in by tomorrow. Oh, my stomach hurts. I'm just gonna stay in bed. I don't know how you adults call it safe, but I'm pretty good at lying. Like, if you're on the phone, you can't see my face, but you can hear. That's fake. It's not real. That sounds totally fake. Totally real. So that's how I lie. I just have to make the thing real. Like, don't be like, and a unicorn popped out and he blocked and he pushed me and accidentally hit that person. So that's even realistic. And do not, never, like, blame someone else for it. If you blame someone else, they will say, no, he's lying. I have proof. And they have, if they have proof, then you're screwed. Because if they say the, you hurt, they were watching you hurt the other person, like they were watching the whole time, then you should not blame anybody, because then you're gonna get in trouble and they're gonna know you're lying, like 100%. So don't stretch the story and don't blame other people. Just make your story up. Say what, like, say like you accent, you've tried to throw, you're pretending to throw the ball at the person. At the person's foot, I was gonna throw it to the side, and then she moved to where I was gonna throw it, and then she got hurt. So that's realistic. So, thanks for listening. I'm your host, average 11-year-old Kamaya. Hope this helps you lie better. Yeah. Bye.